Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So if you have been in Austin in any way for the past, well, 50 years, I suppose, you have heard of Operation Blue Santa. Well, today we are joined by Marjorie Beeman, who is the president of Blue Santa. That sounds very important to you, the president of Operation Blue Santa. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. We're excited to be with you today.
I very much appreciate you guys coming on. I love your cause. I love the fact that, you know, during the holiday season, there are so many kids that have to go without, whether it is, you know, through circumstance of money or you know, situation as far as stability of their house is concerned. And for you guys to be able to step in and provide toys for kids that would ordinarily go without, I mean, you know, that is certainly worth drawing attention to. So on my behalf, just, you know, initially, I'd like to thank you for what you do. But, you know, as a community, we'd like to thank you also.
Yes, and we appreciate the community, everybody, because we would not be able to serve the many, many, many families we serve and children if it wasn't for the community working with us to make it happen.
Well, and that's like exactly what your model is that, you know, you take donations from the community in order to pass those to people who are less fortunate. And, you know, what it basically boils down to is that you guys, you know, need presents to pass along. And, you know, we'll going to bluesanta.org, you can get a lot of information about how you can donate, not just your time, but also your toys. But there are also, you know, many.
And your dollars.
Yeah, exactly. Your dollars. And that is a great way, too, is everybody goes to the toy store and thinks that the kids need the most popular thing that's out there. So, you know, there is a sort of a big fat part of the bell curve that gets served. But, you know, you don't necessarily think about the kids that are in that age, you know, where the three and above. Well, what about the 2-year-old who wants a toy? And, you know, what about the 18-year-old who wants a video game and, you know, really isn't interested in the most popular toy that is out there? So there are some, you know, inequities out there within the model itself. So giving money is probably the best way that you can actually help, correct?
It is a good way because we shop, and this year we've gone out to shop with some of the, you know, ones that, you know, sell to all the different stores in town, so we get them at a discount, and we've shopped, I think, 4 times. Yeah, because it was just the toys were not coming in like we needed them, and we had a lot more families, and then we got up to about 19,000 children, and each one of them we give 2 toys to, and then with the also at an appropriate age, they get a stuffed animal, and everyone gets a book. So when you multiply that by the amount of children that are in need, it takes a lot to make that happen.
When we were talking about this before hopping on the air here, you were saying that, you know, this year you have a higher need than you have in past years, and the number of families that have come seeking to be adopted, which, you know, you can explain what that is also, but that number has gone up to the point where you are not sure you'll be able to serve them.
Yes, and so we're hoping that the community will help us get those adopted, because it's, I think, a little over 2,000 that we're looking for to be adopted in the community. So far, we've had a lot of businesses and individuals come forward to help us with that. And then what we're going to serve and deliver to on, like, the 17th of December will be to about 5,000 families. And that's a lot of families to deliver to, like, in one day. So we need volunteers out on that day also to make that happen. And we have four different areas they can go to do that if they don't want to come to our main warehouse at 4101 South Industrial Drive. And our website will list all of them because we use the 3 police substations, North substation, and the East substation, the South substation, Police substation. So there's a lot of places they can go. It's never always too far from your home, and we have it set up that you never have to travel very far if you take, say, 4 different homes.
And that website is bluesanta.org.
That's correct.
We are talking to Marjorie Beeman, the president of Operation Blue Santa. And I'd like to actually, you know, go off on a quick little sidebar here. And I'd like to, you know, for 50 years, that's a long time to serve the community. And what were the beginnings of this? You know, obviously there are ties into the police and that aspect of things. How did this get started?
Yeah, in 1972, there was a couple of policemen out on the street were noticing that children and the family needed the food and the children wasn't getting anything for the Christmas or during the holiday season. So they decided out of their own pockets, they funded 20 families. And then those 20 families have grown every year and every year and every year since 50 years. And I know we came up with a figure what that was when we had a 50th celebration. And I don't have that right in front of me, but it was a lot of families we served over the 50 years, a lot of children. And then if you even look at a lot of toys were given out. So it's really great. And I know today we had some businesses that came by, they'd had a toy drive and dropped off toys. And so we've got them ready to sort and ready to put in packages.
50 years, that's a lot of smiles on kids' faces that wouldn't ordinarily be there.
That's correct, yes. Yes, the Austin community is just, we're so fortunate to be here in Austin, and the people in the community are so nice, and everybody wants to help. And that's what makes it so interesting. The businesses do toy drives, the individuals do toy drives, the schools do toy drives. And when you put it all together, it's just really great.
My two favorite things about Texas, or Austin, Texas specifically, I love the blue bonnets. You can't beat that. Sorry, I don't care what everybody else's number one is. The blue bonnets they're just absolutely beautiful, and there's just something to them every year. But the other side of that is the fact that Austin has a home community vibe to it, unlike a lot of other cities. I've worked in radio for a long time, so I've been in a lot of other cities, and there's a different vibe here, unlike most cities, where you know there's a home here for people as opposed to just a place to live.
It's right. Yes. Yes. And everybody's friendly and everybody wants to help. And I know we've got, you know, all the new people in high tech coming in, and we're trying to cultivate a lot of the high tech, which I think they're just so busy getting settled in, have not really had time to get as involved in the community as they could. And I think it just takes a little time. And probably even from this radio announcement that's coming out here, we might accumulate some more of the high tech people, because it's just hard to get everywhere with such a large city now.
Well, bluesanta.org, please go there, and you can find many ways that you can help them all year long, not just during the Christmas season, but obviously the Christmas season is when they are working pretty hard. They have the same magic little elves that Santa has, because they are able to do this all in one day. On December 17th, they do all of this on one day, just like Santa. You know what it is? I bet you Santa uses these as test runs for Christmas.
I hadn't thought about that, but that's a great idea.
It's a logistics thing. He's practicing.
I'll have to check with Santa. He's practicing. And after he's helped us, he knows how to do it then.
Yeah, exactly.
And really will make a difference.
Doesn't take on the whole world at once, and does the big ones, and then just Christmas, he handles his business.
That's correct, yes. And that's what makes it so awesome. But Santa is there to dress everybody and be there. And we have our Blue Santa out in the community, too. He's out there everywhere.
Well, and you know, being able to give presents to kids that wouldn't ordinarily get them, you know, and that is, you know, that is literally what Santa does.
That's correct. Yes. Yes. That is for sure. And then we also give a food gift card to each family so they can buy a holiday meal.
See that you know, giving gives giving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that helps the families too. So we're all of these various things make a big difference.
I love the fact that you give a book, by the way. I meant to mention that when you said it. I love the fact that mm-hmm. is part of it, because there is more to Christmas than getting toys. While that is fantastic, and you know, some kids have to get underwear and those sorts of bummer presents, but at the same time, though, you know, giving a kid a book is giving a kid an adventure.
It is. It is. And that's what's so great. And you know, we get, you know, a lot of books from people do their toy drives too, and books in there, and then we go to different places, and sometimes it's hard to get all the books we need. But this year, I think we had some for every child, and we hope we didn't leave any out, that we had a book for.
I love that. I love that, you know, the giving of literacy and the giving of knowledge and you know, the imagination adventure that comes with a book is something that, you know, quite frankly, I don't even do enough of, let alone, I think, most people, where we don't sit down and let our minds do that. And I remember that feeling as a kid where you get lost in a book.
Yeah, and if you have a book, you can travel somewhere that you might not ever get to travel in real life or fly to, but you can imagine you're going there as you read your book.
And that's the best thing about it is particularly when you can find a book about a place that doesn't actually exist, and you get to, you know, have that imagination
that's
exercise.
Right. Yes. So all of that makes a difference.
Once again, we are talking to Marjorie Beeman, the president of Blue Santa Operation Blue Santa, bluesanta.org. Short on time here, and I want to ask you if there's anything that we need to get to.
No, the main thing that, you know, I'm thinking about is, you know, adopt a family now is very important because that's, you know, time is kind of running out. Also, people want to, you know, donate toys. And if they don't think where to drop them off, they can drop them off at any Austin fire station because they all collect toys for us there. And so there's just a lot of things the individual can do. You can come out to one of the four sites on delivery day and make a delivery to one of the homes. And it's really wonderful. It just really warms your heart as you go to the families and see how excited they are to receive toys and a food gift card.
If you drop a toy off at a fire station, do they let you play with the fire truck?
You'll have to ask them about that. I hadn't thought about it, but that's a good idea.
At least let you, you know, play with the siren and the lights or something, right? Probably not.
Yes, they should be able to blow the siren or something. Yeah. They come out with kids, and even the families come out, I'm sure they will let you do something with the fire truck if they're there. Now, remember, they might be on a call when you come.
Austin's bravest have a job to do.
Yes. And, yeah, so that's important there. So it depends, you know, what's going on at the same time.
Well, thank you very much for joining Inside Austin. I very much appreciate you coming on. And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Well, Happy Holidays to you and Merry Christmas. And thank you so much for thinking up Blue Santa. And we hope that everybody has wonderful holidays and that we can get all of the children and families served in the Austin community. Thank you.
Operation Blue Santa, bluesanta.org, Marjorie Beeman, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.